is there more than one book of life? Or is there one book of life, past, present, and future? Brethren, if you would turn with me to Exodus 32, and we'll start out right over there, and proceeding to go there myself. Exodus 32. Exodus 32. Exodus 32. Brethren, let's start out from verse 31 and 35. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, O, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray you, out of your book, which you have written. Very, very important to note here for later on, what you have written. We're gonna touch on that later. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Brethren, it's very, very easy to understand that the sin they committed here was breaking the first commandment. They had brought a molten image in front of the God of the universe, a big no-no. That's considered sin, and it's considered sin today also, which you know, brethren. Let's go on from there, and we'll just keep it rolling, and we'll see how the continuity fits here. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 29, Deuteronomy 29, Deuteronomy 29. Brethren, since you in cassette land could stop the tape anytime, you could stop and go refresh and do what you got to do and come back and go to these different scriptures, and sometimes I'll mention a scripture maybe that we won't have time to go to. You could stop the tape, go there and check it out and see what it is. All right. Deuteronomy 29:9-15. Deuteronomy 29:9-15. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders and your officers, with all the men of Israel. Your little ones, your wives, and your strangers, who are Gentiles, that is in your camp, from the hewer of the wood unto the drawer of the water, that you should enter into covenant. You should enter into covenant. Brethren, we're going to find out as we go on, this covenant has never changed, brethren. It's the same right until this day, until the Lord comes back. It'll be here waiting for us, brethren. With the Lord your God, and into his oath, which the Lord your God makes with you this day, that he may establish you today for people unto himself, and that it may be unto you a God, as he has said unto you, and as he has sworn unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant. Listen, brethren, neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that stands here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here this day with us, who not here with us this day. In other words, brethren, he's talking about future events, future. This time here, he's looking right into the down the corridors of the future. Verse 20, and the Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against the man individually, brethren, and woman, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. 21, and the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in the law, and written in this book of the law. Drop down to 27, brethren. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against this land, to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And the Lord rooted out them of the land in anger and in the wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. Listen, brethren, this goes for you and I today, if we obey the Lord your God. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us, belong unto us, and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Brethren, what we must understand is that when you go to Deuteronomy 28, and I suggest that you read that in your time, you'll find that the Lord was not dealing with spiritual death or spiritual things that we can enjoy and be blessed with. He was dealing then with the physical. But brethren, I assure you that when we go in today, and the Lord went and came and brought us into the spiritual, now he's talking about spiritual things and spiritual death, brethren. These are the things that we have to understand, that God's word is dual. It's dual. Brethren, let's go to the New Testament just a little bit. Let's go, if you turn with me to Mark 10. Mark 10. It's going to take just a little bit to get there, brethren. Mark 10. And you'll see some of the continuity that I'm talking about here, which is very, very important. Mark 10, starting at verse 30. But he shall receive a hundredfold. He was talking with Peter. Let's start with verse 28, brethren, of the Mark 10. Then Peter began to say unto him, Behold, we have left all and have followed you. And Jesus answered and said, Truly I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel, which is the kingdom of God. But he shall receive, you and I, if we continue in the faith and keeping God's commandments, statutes, and judgments, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions. And in the world to come, this is the critical part, and in the world to come, brethren, eternal life. Of course, he goes on, he says quickly, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. He was talking to those hypocrites that were the priests of the day. They thought they were going to be first. No, they're going to be last, and that's exactly what he was saying. The last shall be first. The ones that they were denying and denouncing and telling them that they didn't know what they were talking about, and denied our Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be last. But we will be first. Brethren, turn with me to Acts 3, the book of Acts. Acts 3, 17 through 26, excuse me. And now, brethren, this is Peter speaking, I know that through ignorance you did it, as also your rulers, in other words, crucified Jesus Christ. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that means Old Testament also, brethren, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent you, therefore, and be converted. Converted means to change course of one's conduct, and the word is 4762 in the Strong's. You could look it up. You need other books also to be able to look these things up, brethren. You need the New Testament, Briggs and Brown. That'll bring you to also these words that I'm talking about here and tell you exactly what they mean, as I just stated. Converted means change course of one's conduct. That your sins may be blotted out. That your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. In other words, the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, brethren, and he shall send the Father, Jesus Christ, which before we preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto his fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Listen, brethren, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet, the Lord, shall be destroyed from among the people. That's literal, and that's coming, brethren. You and all the prophets, yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets, brethren, listen to these words, same covenant, and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in your seed shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, which is the Jew first. I'm not going to have time to go there, but you could check this out. Romans 1:16. Having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his lawlessness. Iniquity means lawlessness. Lawless deeds, brethren. Notice that Peter didn't say that I've come and brought you a new covenant. You could take and dismiss all the laws of God and all the statutes of God. No, he didn't say that. He says the other. He says that he come with and to show you that that covenant that was made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob still stands today, brethren. Let's turn to Matthew 19. It's only one verse, but it's very, very significant of what we're talking about here. Matthew 19, brethren, talks about the regeneration. Matthew 19, turning there as I'm turning, bear with me. Matthew 19, verse 28. Listen carefully, brethren. This is again Peter speaking, but a different avenue and a different angle than Mark 10. Listen, I'll start at verse 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed you. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, truly I say unto you, that you which have followed me in the regeneration, in other words, in the 1,000-year reign, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 tribes, sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that has forsaken houses or brethren, or sister or father or mother, or wife or children, or lands, for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold, and shall also inherit eternal life. Brethren, this is very, very significant, because we're told that we should walk the walk that Jesus Christ walked. Brethren, you don't have to go there, but all you have to go is to 1 John 1:7, which talks about the blood covering, and then 1 John 2, starting at verse 1, shows that we're to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, brethren. We're supposed to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Turn with me, and the only way that we could follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, brethren, is to do what he did. This man did not sin, but you could see in 1 John 1 that his blood covers us. And on repentance, we are forgiven, brethren. And we look as white as snow in front of the Father and in front of Jesus Christ. That's the only way that we could appear, brethren, in the book of life that God, the Father, has given us through Jesus Christ, which we're going to see later on. I don't want to get in front of myself. I don't want to put the horse before the cart. Let's bear with me. Let's turn, brethren, to Psalm 69. Psalm 69, brethren, verse 28. This is what David says. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. Brethren, anytime, I want you to learn this and let this sink deep into your minds, that anytime, 99.9 times out of the 10, that when you're talking about the righteous, the Lord is talking about those that obey the laws of God. The best definition I could give for that, brethren, without going there, you go there later on if you want, you can stop the tape anytime you want, is Isaiah 51, verse 1 and verse 7. That is the definition. That is the definition of righteousness. And I believe the other definition is in Genesis 6, the last verse, tells you about what righteousness is also, brethren. Still in the Psalm 69, I read verse 28, now verse 32, brethren. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. Psalms 1, brethren, I'm going to read the whole thing. This is David here talking. And of course, let's start from verse 1 right through 6. Blessed is the man. He's talking not Jews only. He's talking about mankind, brethren, which is the number is 120. You have to have the Briggs and Brown for this, to decipher this. And the 120 is according to the Strong's Concordance, okay? As in Adam and Eve. In other words, from mankind all the way up to the present day that we are living in right now, in December 20th, 03. Listen, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinners, which are they that break the laws of God, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Listen, brethren, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. We stand in the judgment, brethren. The house of God is judged first. That's according to 1 Peter 4:17. We're not going to go there. You can go there. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. In other words, you will not be in the book of life. You won't be in the book of life at the timing of God, not in the first resurrection. You would have to wait and be taught as we are being taught today. As we are being judged today, brethren, that's what David is talking about. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, the obedient, the just, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Eventually, brethren, the second death after teaching await all them that don't get it. The Lord is not going to play games with them. He's going to have enough with mankind. He's going to stop right there. And when you get to that's found in Revelation 20. And when you start Revelation 21, brethren, you start with spirit beings only. Yes, God's word in Revelation reverts back and forth, but mostly he's talking about spirit beings that have overcome, brethren. Understand this. The book of Psalms also, what we're reading right now, also deals with Deuteronomy 28, blessings and cursings. David knew these things also, but he also knew what the latter was. Turn with me, brethren, to Daniel, the 12th chapter, brethren. Daniel, the 12th chapter. We're going to go through this with in continuity right through the book of Revelation, but bear with me. Daniel 12, 1 and 2. Daniel 12, verse 1 and 2. We're talking about the end time. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of your people, which is us and Israel, the ones that make it through. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. That's all done, brethren, in a time frame. It's not done boom, boom. It's not. It's done in a time schedule. It's done after. There's a 1,000-year gap between the two. That's why you need to read Revelation 20. There's a 1,000-year gap between the two and the teaching and the white throne judgment, where the books are open. The books are open, pool, the book of life and the Bible, which mankind will be judged according to. They'll be judged according to God's word that they always had. But first, God does not judge the ignorant, brethren. He teaches them first. John 6:45, you don't have to go there afterwards. And all, Jesus said, and all will be taught of God. And all will be taught of God. And of course he says also in verse 3 of Daniel 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever, brethren. Malachi 3, please, go there. Malachi 3, 16 through 18. Malachi 3, 16 through 18. Listen carefully, brethren. These are them that make it. These are them that don't take the mark of the beast, according to Revelation 13. You need to read that also. Then they that feared the Lord, Malachi 3, starting at 16, then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord heard, and the Lord listened and heard it. And the book of remembrance, which is the book of life, brethren, was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. The ones that think of him daily, and the ones that think of what makes the Lord unhappy with them, breaking of his laws, that's what makes them unhappy with them. 17, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spares his own son that serves him. Listen, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves God and him that serves him not. Remember, brethren, the definition that I gave you as far as righteousness goes. Brethren, Luke 10. Listen to what our Lord says, and listen very, very carefully, brethren. I'm turning there. Please bear with me. Luke 10, almost there. Luke 10. I'll start at verse 1, and then I'll jump to 16 through 20. This way you have some kind of an understanding what's being said here. Luke 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whether he himself would come. Where he himself would come. Verse 16. He that hears you, listen to this carefully, brethren, this is also another statement. He that hears you, hears me. He that despises you despises me. He that which should be rejects. And he that rejects me rejects him that sent me. I want you to hear something, and I want you to hear this good, brethren. Them that preach the word of God without deviating, them that don't go with the traditions of men without deviating, and they preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hold your page here in Luke 10. Go with me to John 13 quickly, brethren. John the 13th chapter. John the 13th chapter, please. I want you to understand this and understand it. This was Passover night. He was talking not only to his disciples, but he was talking also to the men of God that would take the baton from these men. Starting at verse 19. Now I tell you before it comes, John 13, starting at verse 19, now I tell you before it comes that when it comes to pass, you may believe that I am he. Truly I say unto you, he that receives whomsoever I send receives me, and he that receives me who sent me. Brethren, I'm not going to go there for time's sake. All you have to do is go to Romans 10, 15, and you'll see them who are sent. They go with the word of the living God. Those are the ones that you listen to. Reject them that want to make their own traditions and want to make up things. That's why you need to be a Berean, brethren, and you need to go and check up on everybody that speaks, me included. Me included. Even though I am a servant of Jesus Christ and a steward, men go wrong and men go bad. You need to back it up by the words of Jesus Christ and the Old and the New Testament. Now let's go back, brethren, to Luke 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. Listen what the Lord said to them. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Don't forget he was there in the Old Testament, brethren. John 1. John 1, 3, verse, John 1, 3, verse 3 and 10. Do you have to go there on your own? I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread unto serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy. In other words, Satan the devil. And nothing shall by no means hurt you. Listen, notwithstanding in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. They're written in the book of life, brethren. That's where they're written. Turn with me to Hebrews 12, brethren. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Bear with me, brethren. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 23 and 24. To the general church, Hebrews 12, 23 and 24. 23 and 24. To the general church, to the general assembly, the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, which is Jesus Christ, brethren, all you have to do is go to John, I believe, 22, which the Father said that the Father judges no man. Jesus Christ judges all men. Of course, he was God in the flesh, brethren. To God, the judge of all men, and in Revelation 20, it says that God judges men and their works. God judges them. And to the spirits of just men, those that are righteous, them that worship God in spirit and truth, according to John 4, when he was talking to the woman at the well, made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Only by, he tells it right here, of the new covenant, and to the blood sprinkling that speaks better things. Jesus is the blood of the new covenant. The one that I said to you to go and look at in John 1, around verse 1 John 1, around verse 7. Brethren, turn with me also, if you will, to Revelation 3. Revelation 3, brethren. Now we're going to start putting everything into continuity, and I want you to listen carefully. Revelation 3, verse 4 and 5. Revelation 3, verse 4 and 5. You have a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. The garments that he's speaking of, brethren, are always the garments of righteousness. When you got time, you turn to Revelation 19, and you'll see that. Those are the ones that God is going to bring with him when he comes back to do battle. Have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white clothes, for they are worthy. He that overcomes what? Brethren, overcomes the world in sin. That's who they overcome. He overcomes the world in sin. You don't have to go there. Write this down or stop the tape and go there. 1 John 5:4. He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white remnant. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name or her name before my Father and before his angels, brethren. Revelation 13, 7 and 8. Revelation 13:7-8. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. In other words, the little horn of Daniel 7, the beast. And to overcome them. And power was given to him of all kindreds, tongues, and nations, which you'll find in Daniel 7:25. In other words, this being is going to take over the whole world. Brethren, take these things to heart. This is the angel speaking, telling us the truth of these things. Verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. In other words, the beast. Whose names are not written in the book of life. The book of life of the Lamb. Don't forget, I said the significance would be in Deuteronomy 29. Whose book of life is this? The same one that was in the Old Testament, brethren. He became the Lamb. He became the Son of God, but he was God. The family of God was there. The Father and the Son. Don't forget, Genesis 1. Let us make man in our own image. He was talking about two beings up there that were of the God family, brethren. He is the Lamb that writes and puts all the names or takes them out of the book of life. Brethren, when you go to John 15, it's clear that the Lord talks about the vine and the one that prunes the branches. The vine is Jesus Christ. The Father is the one that prunes the branches and takes away them that are not doing what he wants them to do. In the book of, let me just go read that again. And all that, in verse 8 of Revelation 3, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation, brethren, of the world. Chapter 13. Before I go to this next verse over here, I want you to be, while I'm here in Revelation 14, I want you to see, go to Revelation 14, flip over page, verse 12. Listen carefully, brethren. Here is the patience of the saints. In other words, them that obey God. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Notice he calls them, these are the saints. These are the saints. Turn back with me to Revelation 12. I want you to get this continuity here. Revelation 12, 17. And the dragon, Revelation 12, 17, and the dragon was angry. That's Satan the devil, was angry with a fierce anger with the woman, who is the church, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The same testimony that Jesus Christ had, you and I have. And them that are listening must acquire to be called saints and be able to be where the ground that I've covered as far as the Book of Life goes. Turn with me to Revelation 21, brethren. Revelation 21, 7 and 8. We'll start 7 and 8. He that overcomes shall inherit all things. When he says that, brethren, all you have to go is to Hebrews 11, which is the faith chapter. Those brethren who were them in the Old Testament are waiting for the same inheritance that we're waiting for. That's what he's talking about here. Listen carefully, brethren. You've got to be able to go with Isaiah 28, line upon line, precept upon precept, and you have to be able to connect the dots. The world cannot connect the dots. If you have not the Holy Spirit of God, you cannot connect the dots. Well, Revelations 1, hold your place where I just went. Revelations 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. Brethren, that word is 5650. The servants, these are the servants. These are the servants, brethren, when you go there and have these books, who keep God's commands, the true worshipers of God. That's the ones that God reveals through Jesus Christ and through the angels, that these are not mysteries or symbols. They understand clearly what God is saying here. I want you to understand, this is very important, that the servants of God understand these things, brethren. Go back to Revelation 21, Revelation 21, 7 and 8. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and with sulfur. Brimstone says brimstone, but it's sulfur. Which is the second death, brethren, which you just went by, which I was talking about, is the end of chapter 20 of Revelations. Read it when you get a chance. You'll see it. I don't want to backtrack. I just want to continue to go forward. I'm at the end now, at the end of this a message almost. Revelation 21, 7 and 8 I've read. Now go to the same chapter, 22 through 27. And I saw no temple therein. This is where the Lord is here with us, brethren. All have overcome. All have become spirit beings. Listen what's being said. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there is no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there in no way shall enter into anything that defiles neither. Whatsoever works an abomination or makes a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Brethren, just quickly turn back to Revelation 21. Let's start at 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned from her husband, coming down, brethren, from the third heaven to this planet, which he says in the Old Testament that the earth shall never be destroyed or passed away. It's a continuation. The Lord is coming here to reign eventually and live eventually forever from the third heaven. Verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will live with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And of course it goes on to say that there'll be no more crying and no more tears and no more pain. Hallelujah, praise God for that. All the suffering that's going on this earth because of just plain breaking the laws of God is going to come to an end eventually. Let's go to the last scriptures in the Revelation, the last scriptures. Go back to Revelation 3. I want you to hear these things, and I want you to put them in your hearts, brethren. Revelation 3, starting at verse 10. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you. Don't forget, I brought you to Revelation 14 and Revelation 12. Because you have kept the word of my patience, obeyed me and my commandments, my statutes and my judgments. That's what he's saying here. I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, testing, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Brethren, go to Luke 21:36. Afterwards, if you want to see the continuity, and brethren, may God bless us all, brethren, and be there. Praise God.